A Swiftly Tilting Planet by Madeline L'Engle. Chapter 1. In This Fateful Hour. The big kitchen of the Murray house was bright and warm, curtains drawn against the dark outside, against the rain driving past the house from the northeast. Meg Murray O'Keefe had made an arrangement of chrysanthemums for the dining table, and the yellow, bronze, and pale gold blossoms seemed to add light to the room. A delectable smell of roasting turkey came from the oven, and her mother stood by the stove, stirring the giblet gravy. It was good to be home for Thanksgiving, she thought, to be with a reunited family, catching up on what each one had been doing. The twins, Sandy and Dennis, home from law and medical schools, were eager to hear about Calvin, her husband, and the conference he was attending in London, where he was, perhaps at this very minute, giving a paper on the immunological system of chordates. "It's a tremendous honor for him, isn't it, sis?" Sandy asked. "Enormous." "And how about you, Mrs. O'Keefe?" Dennis smiled at her. "Still seems strange to call you Mrs. O'Keefe."
"Strange to me, too."
Meg looked over at the rocker by the fireplace, where her mother-in-law was sitting, staring into the flames. She was the one who was Mrs. O'Keefe to Meg. "I'm fine," she replied to Sandy, "absolutely fine." Dennis, already very much the doctor, had taken a stethoscope, of which he was enormously proud, and put it against Meg's burgeoning belly, beaming with pleasure as he heard the strong heartbeat of the baby within. "You are fine indeed." She returned the smile, then looked across the room to her youngest brother, Charles Wallace, and to their father, who were deep in concentration, bent over the model they were building of a tesseract. The square, squared, and squared again.